Stop 26, directions to White Tower basement. With the case containing Jakob's chair behind you, walk forward diagonally at 11 o'clock for 10 metres, passing through a stone archway until you reach two vertically mounted bronze cannons on the stone wall to your left. They were cast in 1638 and are both marked CR for King Charles I. With the wall and the cannons behind you, there is a 3D model of the whole site of the Tower of London on a large table a couple of steps in front of you. Follow the bronze tabletop to the left to find a tactile map also outlining the whole of the site. In the room beyond the table, there is an interactive area which includes some replica mason's tools. You are welcome to explore the displays in this room until you are ready to leave. The final stop in the White Tower is in the basement, which is accessed by going down a single long spiral staircase. If you do not wish to visit the basement, go back to the staircase you climbed to get to this floor. There will be a member of staff who can assist you to an alternative route to the Broadwalk outside. From the Broadwalk, you can either move on to Stop 29 or listen to the basement track outside. To get to the basement, you have to go down a long spiral staircase with two sets of additional smaller flights of stairs at the end. Pause the audio along the way if you need to. With the tactile map behind you, take a couple of steps forward towards the exit, which is up a single step with low handrails. Turn right and pass through a doorway and go up six steps with a metal handrail on the right-hand side before you begin to make your way down the long spiral staircase to the lower ground level. There are handrails on both sides of the spiral staircase, however, the right-hand side handrail is not continuous. There are 101 steps of uneven heights and depths, and there are also some landings. At the end of the spiral staircase, the landing straightens out and leads to two small flights of stairs. Go through a doorway with a big wooden door with studs on the right-hand side, and go down three steps with handrails on the left. Turn right immediately after these steps and go down another four steps. Turn left at the bottom and you have reached the first chamber in the basement, where there is also a member of staff who will be happy to offer assistance if you'd like it. Take a few steps to the right and play the next track.